Welcome to another message from God's Word. We're studying the Gospel of Luke from the Greek language. We're in the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Luke now. And we're talking about calling the first members of the Lord's church. He's calling out his church. Jesus is calling out his church. The first gift placed in the church was apostles. The church baptized before the day of Pentecost. The church had the Lord's Supper before the day of Pentecost. Agenito de ento ton oklon. Epikeste auto kai aku ein ton logon tu theu kai autos ein estos para tein lemnein gena sereth. Moreover, became or came to pass for itself. In the crowd, to press upon him, and to hear the word of God. And he continued standing beside the lake Gennesaret, or the Sea of Galilee. Luke calls the Sea of Galilee a lake, which is actually a much more accurate description of the Sea of Galilee, or Chinnereth, from the town of Chinnereth, on the shore of Galilee. He also called the lake, or the Sea of Tiberias, as it was later called. And the crowd pressed upon him. Now, that's about 5,000 people here. Oklahoma is about 5,000 people to press upon him and to hear the word of God. These people were listening to the word of God because God was speaking that word. And he continued standing beside the lake Gennesaret. I've been from one end of that lake to the other on a boat. And all around it in the cities. Kai eden dio ployo estonta para tain limnain hoi de alis op auton apobontes et plenon ta dicto a. And he saw two small boats. These aren't very large boats. They're not ships. And he saw two ships sitting still beside the lake. And the one's fisherman from them, having gone away, they kept on washing the nets. They were kept on washing their nets. Now, when they would come out, they'd wash their nets. They're probably over there where the fresh water is coming into the lake, and they're washing their nets out. Mm-hmm. 5 and verse 3. Embos de en hain town floyon. Ha en simonas. Erotesen auton apotes geis aponon gungen eloton kathisos de ek tu ployon edasken tus uklos. Moreover, having embarked unto one of the boats which kept on being Simon, he interrogated him from the land to put out a little way further. Having set out of the boat, he kept on teaching the crowd. He said he kept sitting in the boat. Now let's go 5, 1, 2, 3 here in the Amplified. Now it occurred that while the people pressed upon Jesus to hear the message of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two boats drawn up by the lake, but the fishermen had gone down from them and were washing their nets. And getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon Peter, he requested him to draw away a little from the shore, and then he sat down and continued to teach the crowd of people from the boat. So now he's going to use acoustics. And water, when you go out in the water, you can hear people talking a mile away in a common voice and just regular voice, you can hear them talking. So Jesus is going to go out there, and his voice is going to echo across that lake and also upon the shore. 5 and verse 4. Hos de aposanto lelon epan pros ton simona epanagage es to bathos kai kalasate to dictua himon es agron. And after he had ceased speaking, he said to Simon Peter, "You go out into the deeps, into the bathos, and you let down the nets of you to draw." That word there, agron, means to draw in or to pass the net through the water. Pass your net through the water. Now, I want to say this. Jesus was a stonemason. Many people say it was a carpenter, but he was a stonemason. He used stonemason terms all the time, and the word stonemason and carpenter are basic. They're a tecton, and it means to work at a technical job. Now, there was very little use for a carpenter at this time, but stonemasons were very, very much in demand. And the terms that Jesus used were stonemason terms. The rock, which the builders rejected, and all of these types of things. Building on a firm foundation. These are all stonemason terms. Now, let's see what Jesus is going to do here. Now, Jesus is telling a fisherman. Now, he's a stonemason, but he's telling this fisherman that has been a fisherman all his life, that knows exactly what time to go out into the water, what temperature the water is, he can feel of it, and tell what kind of fish you're going to be biting, and all of this. Mm-hmm. And Peter is a fisherman. And let's see what Peter tells the stonemason, how he answers the stonemason. He said, "Peter, you go out there, a little out there in the deep, and you throw your net over this way." The stonemason tells the fisherman how to fish. Kai apokrithe simon epan epistatai de holes nictos kapi asantes udain alabemen elabomen Epi de to remata su kalaso ta dicto. And having answered Simon, he said, "Yes, sir, captain," skipper. He calls him skipper. "Yes, sir, captain." When I used to go out into the boat in the ocean a long time, many people trusted my captain abilities, didn't they, Marilyn? They would follow me out there in the foggy days and everything and expect me to get them there and get them back and to show them where the fish were. Mm-hmm. That's being a captain. Now, Peter had been a captain all of his life. Now, Peter uses this as kind of a pun, and he says, Peter was a fisherman. He knew the winds. He knew the currents. He knew the places where the schools of fish were, and what time and what temperature the water there was, where they should be a catch. But Peter says, "Okay, aye, aye, sir, aye, aye, captain. Through the entire night, we've labored, and we have not received anything. But at your word, I shall let down the nets. At your word, I shall let down the nets." All right, nets, plural too, by the way. 5 and verse 6. "And this having done, they enclosed a multitude of abundance of fishes, much. And it kept on being torn. The net kept on being torn. And the nets of them." The nets of them kept on being torn. Verse 7. "Kai kata nuson tois metakois ento etera ployo tu elthontes si la beste autois kai elthon kai epleison amphotera ta ployon hoste bethesete auta. And they nodded, and they motioned, and they signaled the one's partners in another boat, in a different boat. And then having come to help them, and they came, and they filled both the boats, so that both of the boats were about to sink. Both of the boats are about to sink. Let's read this in the Amplified now. And when he had stopped speaking in verse 4, he said to Simon Peter, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a haul." And Simon Peter answered and said to him, it says master here, it means captain, means skipper. "We toiled all night exhaustingly and caught nothing in our nets. But on the ground of your word, I will lower the nets again." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and as their nets were at the point of breaking, they kept on being at the point of breaking, they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and take hold with them, and they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. Both boats were filled to the brim. Five and eight. Idon de Simon Petros, prosepesen tois ganasen, esu legon exelte apo mu, hote aner amartoles, ame kure. And Peter, and Simon Peter, fell upon his knees, and saying, "Jesus, you depart from me, because a man sinful I am. A sinful man I am." Verse number 9. Thombos gar peresmen, peresken, auton kai pontas tu sin auto epite agra ton ik theon. On Sina Labone. And for traumatically, in astonishment, it seized him. And all the ones with him, a traumatic experience seized them. And all the ones with him. At the drag of the fish which they took. Verse 10, homiois de kai ikabon, kai ewanein, huius zebedeo, hoi eson koi nonoi, to simoni, kai epain proston simona, hoesus me phobu, apo tu nin, anthropus esse. Zogron. And likewise, both Jacob, that's James, James and Jacob are the same name, and John, Iwane, and that's Jonah or John, sons of Zebedee. Zebedee means thunder. And the ones, they kept on being common shares with the Simon. In other words, they were partners with Simon. And he said to Simon, Jesus said to Simon, "Not you fear, from this point onward, men you shall take alive. You shall take for yourself alive. You shall catch live men, not dead men." Live men, not dead men. People that do not hear the gospel are dead. And if they don't hear the gospel and will not hear the gospel, they were double dead. Live fish were worth a lot more than dead fish. On the market, by the way. Live fish are worth a lot more than dead fish on the market, Maryland. Remember when we used to go there and we'd see the big fishing boats come in and they would throw the dead fish back and they'd keep the live fish. Mm-hmm. And they'd put them in tanks where they'd stay alive and they'd sell them live to the market. And simply because they're fresh. And men alive is what we want to catch. If you're out there and don't know the Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, I hope that you will be a live catch, not a dead man. 5 and verse 11. Kai, kata, gogontes, ta ployo, epitein, gain, afaintes, panta, akulusethesan, alto. And having brought down the boats upon the land, they left all that they had. They left everything behind, and they followed him. The word follow there means to listen and follow. To listen and follow. Let's go back and read the rest of this now. The stonemason teaches the fisherman how to fish. Verse number 8. But when Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was gripped with bewilderment, fear, and trauma, and amazement, and allied to terror, and all that were with him at the haul of the fish which they had made. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, and were partners with Simon Peter. And Jesus said to Simon, Have no fear, from now on you will be catching live men. And after this, and after they had run their boats on shore, they left everything behind and joined him as disciples and church members and sided with his party and accompanied him. Do you want to join Jesus and live? Do you want to join Jesus and live? Follow Jesus and live. This little church marched on with him. He called these members out. The word ecclesia comes from ekkenkallio. Now he's going to call out his church here and they're going to follow him. They're going to follow and hear. Have you reached to the point in your life that Jesus has called your heart and asked you to follow him and repent of your sins and ask him to forgive you? If you're at that point, follow him. Don't remain dead, but follow him. And if you're saved, follow him the best way you can. Study his word. Listen to his word, even if you have to do it on the internet like you're doing right now. And Father, I pray for all of these out there, all of these your sheep, and all of those that will be your sheep. Father, convict them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. And help them to believe and follow you. For that's all we can do. Forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.